Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Thursday, the 14th of October. While New South Wales Health is reporting a full vaccination rate of 76.5% for the state overall, figures released by the federal government late yesterday say that just over 62% of the state's Indigenous population is fully vaccinated. When looking outside of Sydney and across regional New South Wales, that rate for Indigenous people drops even further, down to a little over 53.5%. Similarly, in Victoria, where 62% of the overall population is now fully vaccinated, the rate is just under 51% for the Indigenous population across the state, and 47% when looking just at regional Victoria. New South Wales recorded 406 new locally acquired cases to 8 p.m. last night, and 6 deaths. Over a quarter of today's cases were in the Hunter New England Local Health District, with 103 new cases recorded. Across the local government areas there were 19 in Tamworth, 18 in Newcastle, 16 in Cessnock, 15 in Lake Macquarie, 13 in Midcoast, 12 in Maitland, 8 in Port Stephens, and 2 in Gunnedah. The Western New South Wales Local Health District had 8 cases, 4 in Walgett, 2 in Wellington, 1 in Dubbo, and 1 in Orange. The Far West recorded 1 new case in Dareton. On to Victoria, where there was a record high 2,297 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night, and 11 deaths, including a man in his 70s from Shepparton. Regional Victoria recorded 170 new cases, including 32 in Geelong, 30 in Shepparton, 23 in Mildura, and 17 each in Latrobe and Baw-Baw. A full list of today's cases from across regional Victoria is available on our website in today's COVID update article. Victoria's COVID-19 commander Jerome Wymar highlighted a significant growth in the rate of cases in Geelong, Shepparton and Latrobe, warning that cases are increasing in those LGAs beyond what's being seen elsewhere in regional Victoria. Wymar also stressed the importance of vaccination for Victorians. He noted that while 62% of Victorians are fully vaccinated, just 11% of new cases are fully vaccinated, meaning that as a population, the numbers are showing that fully vaccinated people are being much less affected by COVID. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.